Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and our guest of this hour is Christy Lee, of course. She does beautiful, beautiful shows, and if you haven't been here before, you're in for a treat, and if you've been here before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You will be transformed. And I don't say that lightly, and I'm not saying that in a marketing way. I'm saying that as honest and truth and from my heart. You will be transformed when you leave here. It only requires one thing, and it's totally free. Stay on the show for the full show, and you'll feel that lift, that clearing, that beautiful feeling that, you know, only comes in special times. And I think you guys know what I mean. So Christy is going to be taking your phone calls. That's right. Your phone calls for readings, healings, whatever on your mind, whatever you need, call in. If you're dealing with an issue of any degree, please call in. That's what this show is all about. So please call on into the show. The number to call in is 347-884-8245 is the number. And then once you call in and to speak to Christy Lee, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Okay, now we're going to play, as we always do, a song to kind of settle on into the show. And this is a song beautifully picked by Christy Lee. I so love it, and just by the grace of God, I got it loaded. I've had technical problems all day, but I swear to you, just a couple of minutes ago, it was just loaded, so praise God, right? And we'll be back here with Christy Lee, your phone calls, and a beautiful show. Thanks for being here on Journey into the Light with Christy Lee.
What you can, even if you are lost your lines in the sand, and dig, always dig a little deeper. Sometimes it's hard to be my brother's keeper. Love, so you let love in. Baby, I am home in the wake of your skin, and it's crazy how we wear a ceremony. Always be open to your path and your journey. Yes, she cradles my loneliness, a home in a forest nest. Universal test, you the weight of my love. Put your hand on my chest and rest. In the cradle of my arms, the battle that we face is a place where our scars come from. And to pick up the gun, my love, we are destined to teach these ones to be brave and never run away. Courage is birthed from the womb on the first light of day. Yeah, the day you were born, you came out perfect, never meant to be torn in silence. Never been so loud in the violence. Never been so proud of our people. When we're fighting for a change, not afraid to lose it all, despite all the rage. We are animals, and we cannot be caged. Provoke us to fight, so we burn a little sage and write poetry. Wiser than the enemy will ever be. The minority and authority. Are you here to protect or arrest me? I can't tolerate their hate, and I'm losing sleep. Can't breathe, cause they're choking out a war in me. Immorality, yeah.
Love letters to God. I wonder if she reads them.
we carve them into storytelling poems. Cause we're always searching for a certain goal, a pattern of physics, a role. Don't believe how you're told and open. Open up your fist, a misconception. You can fight like this and praise. With the power of prayer of God on our side, we can take the stairs to the heavens. Flipping through my chapter 7, I live with the snakes in the great deception of court. In this country for men who steal from the mother on paper with pen. And we're tripping down a red dirt road and we're asking, is this the way we should go?
Beautiful song, boy. Just a just love what that says. Just an uplifting hand, and gosh, you know, we could do that in all walks of life. And so beautiful, so beautiful. I think that's what we're called to do. Just real briefly, I was earlier today. I was going into Walmart, and just as a guy was getting into his car. And he had a Vietnam hat on, and he was an elderly African-American guy. And I said, thank you for your service, sir. And he said, well, thank you, but thank you for your service. And so he began to tell me his story, and it was very important to him. And this is some of the ways we can serve others just by listening. And I love the stories too, though. They're fascinating. And he told me that he was part of the radar area in the Navy that recovered the capsule of the first astronaut to the moon. And he showed me the picture. He was in the newspaper locally and everything. And you see, there was really, you know, he's really proud of that. And then he served a tour or two in Vietnam, and anyway, just a wonderful man, and just, you know, and I could tell he was so happy, you know, that someone took the time to talk with him. I was happy just to talk with him. He uplifted my day, too, but, you know, that's how also we can serve. I always talk about on my shows about helping others, and we can serve in so many beautiful ways, so, yeah. Just wanted to share that with you. I actually put up his picture a little later. I said, I got to share this with my Journey into the Light spiritual family. And he said, oh, sure. So anyway, that'll be up a little later today. So, okay, on with the show, as they say here on Journey into the Light. Christy Lee is the guest here, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. So start dialing in now, as you guys already are. Boy, you guys are packing the lines. That's great. That's what I like to see. 347-884-8245. Make sure if you want to speak to Christy, press that magical one on your phone. Okay, press the 1 on your phone to speak to Christy so I know to pull you up. I'll be coming to you in the screening room, too, once we get to the calls so we can get your information, get you ready to speak to Christy. Okay, and let me go to the phone lines then, and let's go ahead and bring up here our guest of the show, Christy Lee. Welcome to the show. Hey, Christy.
Well, thank you so much. That was a beautiful story that you told about having that encounter and sharing that conversation with that man. Thank you for sharing it with us this evening. My heart's just filling full of joy.
Yeah, thank you. It was great. So enjoyed it. Christy, what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about a little bit of things that are around healing. And then I want to go ahead and do a group healing, and then we'll go right on into taking callers and see what kind of divine messages come through for each person tonight.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So as we always do at the beginning of the show, when Christy's here, we want to give her a warm welcome to the show. All right. Don't want to forget that.
Man, I love that. I love to hear everybody excited and clapping.
Yeah.
Building up the energies.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So much fun. So, yeah, I want to just get started, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. I want to just go ahead and call in the direction, calling in the direction from the west, calling in the directions from the north, calling in the directions from the east, calling in the directions from the south, calling in the directions from below, within, and above, calling forth my higher self, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide my words this evening, asking each and every person that's on the show this evening to have their angels and guides step forward, to surround. Asking that any and every message is spoken tonight, that it is actually a divine message that's coming through for the greatest and highest good of all that receives. And that even if I go to say something and it's not in alignment with what is for your greater and higher good, that it will jump over the top of me and you will only hear that message that is of the highest resonance and the highest alignment for your life. I wanted just to talk just a little bit about some of the things that has been ever present in the people that I've been working with this week. And it's kind of been a common theme in pretty much a majority of the messages I've gotten, the actual clients. And in fact, so I did a little bit of street ministry this last weekend myself with my son. And it brings in just kind of a common thread that everybody planetarily is experiencing. Not everybody, but a lot of people are experiencing on a planetary level. We have had some really wild energies that have come in. Everybody knows that we just had that moon, the new moon that came in, and that was a beast. It definitely brought a lot of soul lineage kind of stuff in our human DNA, something that collectively we all share, and then in our own lives, in our soul's journey, it really brought it up to the surface, and a lot of people were shedding a lot of things, and it caused, you know, a little bit of a rift and turbulence for some. It's also, we're at a time where we've got energies that are moving so fast right now that we're beginning to bring in and really like merge timelines. And some of you may already know. If you don't know, I'll give a quick introduction to it. But we simultaneously are existing in other dimensionalities. And as we're moving into this new time upon earth, it's kind of like we're at that time of a rebirthing. It's something that's been spoken about from the ancients for a long time, and we're here. It's when everything began changing in the year of 2012, and it's just continuing to come into that expansive state. we're bringing in and we're merging. We're merging with our lower self us, and we're merging in with our higher self us, and we're able to really bring in and heal some of that soul lineage. And some of the things that I've had and people that I've come into contact with is they're walking two timelines, and there's been stuff going on with vision. There's been stuff going on with dissonance through the digestional tract, a little bit of stuff going on with organs, stuff coming up with a lot of heart grief, a lot of heart hurt, a lot of stuff coming in through the lungs. And so tonight when we're coming in and doing the clearing, we're going to go ahead and touch on all those things and see if we can't go ahead and move everybody in. It's called your higher line. It's the line that's kind of like a golden string, and it comes down from the heavenlies, prime creator, and it comes all the way down into your body, and it will just help to put everybody into one straight track. And so it will be a lot easier to be able to walk in this dimensionality without having so much confusion, so much brain fog, and anything that's going on in a physicality. It should really help to come in and clear that out too. What I really want to stress upon is when we go through and we do these healings and you're experiencing healing, everything that we are experiencing right now in this moment was created from the past. We just caught up to it and we're finally experiencing it in the physical, in our physical reality right now. And so the energies of everything prior to the clearing that we're going to be doing today, or any healing and clearing that you're doing on any day, the energies have already been moving forward into this now moment. So there's a little bit of momentum that's been created with some of the areas of your life. When you come in the now moment, we're able to bring the past, the present, into right now, and then project it out into the future to lift everybody up into a higher trajectory for your life. So it's going to bring in more ease, more grace, better health, smoother relationships, all of the kinds of things that we're going to go ahead and speak into existence and out of existence tonight. It's going to bring that forth, and so people can literally be lifted up into having those things smoothly occur for you. But remember, because energies have been going forward and it's already been created, that there's going to be things that you might still see a little bit of residual for in your life. So if there's anything that's occurring that feels like there's some dissonance, meaning a little bit of a rift, or it feels like it's a little uneasy or unwavering, take a peek at it and just be like, hey, okay, I see you. You're here, you're showing up, but you're leaving. Thank it for the experience and let it go. Do your very best not to reach backwards and grab a hold of it and then recreate a new story. Because when you grab a hold of the past and you start to give it the energy and recreate a story around it, you literally give the energy and you recreate what you just put to rest. I call that just kind of picking up dead bones from the graveyard, and you give them some flesh and blood and then they get to relive again. And we don't want to do that. So it's after we go through these kinds of healings and clearings, it's important to begin to tell a whole new story. In order to look at the past, it's something that you embrace. You get to understand it. You get to learn the lesson from it, which will automatically be downloaded in you. And you'll get to just have kind of those aha moments and then toss it to the side. And then you get to walk free under grace and begin to tell a brand new story. And you begin to tell that story until it builds up so much momentum that that's what is occurring in your life. Some of, you know, you've maybe heard it like fake it till you make it. I think that's what one of my dear friends, Michelle, had sent me a message the other night, and she was like, fake it till you make it. And I'm like, yes, fake it till you make it. And you just keep telling that brand new story, a story that has to do with having rich relationships. It has to do with being provided for. It has to do with being cherished, loved, in perfect health, having harmony in your life, housing, people that are struggling right now without having housing opportunities are available for you. Start speaking it into your life as if it already exists. And I promise you, there is a divine bank account that I call like the universal currency that's just waiting to drop in your life. Cash in on your goods. Let that manifest for you. And just speak it, speak it, speak it until it occurs and allow it just to come in. So that's just a really, really important part that I just really wanted to bring out tonight, is especially around not reaching to the past. Make sure that you begin to tell a brand new story. And be mindful of the things that are going to be shaking off of your life. So I'm going to go ahead and just take a have everybody get into a comfortable position. And if anybody's on the call tonight and you are not wanting to have healing, you do not have to agree to it. You can simply say no. If there's anything at all that you're not comfortable with or confident with, simply say no. You don't want it. You don't have to receive it. If at any point in time there's something that's being spoken and you feel like it's not comfortable, say no. You don't have to have it. It's not going to automatically affect you. I'll give you opportunities to say yes. If it's something that you want, just say a yes out loud, or you can even say it in your mind, and it will go ahead and then it will deliver the healing to you. Also, people that will be listening to this in the future, any future broadcasts, everything will continue to be available. So the energy that is here is always available. It just keeps, it doesn't ever destruct. You can come back, you can listen to this over and over again. So with that being said, just going to call forth the higher self of everybody that's on the call, everybody that is willing to receive healing. Those of you that are willing to receive healing, just go ahead and give it your sacred yes. Calling forth healing through all time, dimension, reality, parallel, past, into the present, through DNA, through RNA, and making the path clear out into the future, bringing forth healing for anything that you might have been holding on to for a really long time, helping you that you will be able to release it with ease and grace. And if you'd like that, just go ahead and give a sacred yes. And being able to receive the maximum amount out of healing tonight and allowing the healing to continue to work for you and through you out into the future for as long as you need. If you would like to receive healing for that, just go ahead again and give it that sacred yes. Your ego mind, that mind that likes to control, if you'd like to have it set aside, showing it is safe, and allow your higher self to lead and guide, only allowing that which is for your greatest and highest good to come forth for you tonight. Just go ahead and say yes. Just allowing that golden light to just open up the crown, beginning to move through, clearing out any and all thought forms. Anything that has been created that has taken on a personality of its own, speaking back to you, your greatest fears and your worries and all of the things that convinces you that your life is a mess. Letting all of those just be cleared out now and divine order adjust, commanding your mind to work with us. Letting it be a really deep soul level healing. Clearing out any and every area that you're not seeing things clearly. Really opening up that third eye, being able to see things with the eye of the divine. Being able to see that God spark in all and that God spark in yourself, really giving that clear direction for your life. Moving down the face, clearing out any and all tension. Into the teeth, anybody that's got anything going on with teeth or gums or the esophagus or any of the things in the mouth, allowing it to be healed now and just clearing out any of the things that are stored there. Total restoration. Anybody that's dealing with anything with eyes, allowing the eyes just to come back into perfect repair. Hearing, opening it up to being able to hear, especially hear your own inner wisdom and guidance. Moving down through the throat area, clearing out any of the stuck words, divine order adjust. All that weight on the shoulders, let's all just go like, wow, not ours. We're going to toss it to the Christ inside. And we can all just walk a little bit lighter, being able just to pack a little less and a lot less for some people. That was heavy. Down into the chest area, clearing out any of the grief energies, any of the brokenheartedness, allowing it all just to go back into divine order, adjust. Anybody that's got anything going on with financial blocks or anything like that, we're just going to open that up and allowing financial blessings just to come right in, allowing all of that area just to fill up, 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 and only giving from that overflow, guys. We can only give what we have to give, and if our cup's empty, we don't have anything to give. And so make sure that whatever's going out is going to come from overflow, and that you guys give you that sacred yes first. And when you want to say no, say no. When you want to say yes and it feels expansive, say yes, but really opening you up to that self-honor, seeing that you are important. Clearing out the abdomen. I'm feeling that some people have got a little bit of stuff going on in the abdomen. I'm even feeling a little bit of things happening in the organs, spleen, bladder, kidney, liver, and just clearing out any and everything and letting them just shake awake so they all just start being happy, working together, everything going into perfect harmony. All of the digestion track all the way down from the throat all the way out as it's being released, just allowing, clearing the way, making the path easy, activating the adrenals. We've got some adrenal problems or adrenal stuff going on. We're going to clear out that and call in perfect help. Thyroid stuff, we're going to call in perfect help for that. Bringing back in some of that childlike joy and wonder, that creativity, letting people just really stand up in your power. I'm feeling some back stuff going on, so we're just going to go ahead and let any and everything that's binding the back or that lack of support that's going on, we're going to go ahead and clear that out and allowing that feeling of fully supported. And if you don't have people in your life that you are feeling supported by, we're going to call forth angels and human form for you. Anybody that's willing to accept that, just say yes. Angels in human form, guys, there are angels that walk among us that are in human form that are just waiting to be called upon. And could you imagine, like, everywhere that you go having angelic experiences where you can just bump into people and they're eager to deliver you kind words and they're willing to receive your kind words and that you can really build and form those relationships? You've got that available. People that are feeling as if you're struggling, you've got, they want, there's those angels in human form that are wanting to help you. Help is available. It's all around you. It's just waiting for you to be able to look in 360 degrees, really being able to see it and to really be able to accept it. Moving down into the legs, making them so they're strong and they've got bendability, and also into the hips. We've got a little hip stuff going on, so we're going to clear that out. And really giving people the ability to thrust their leg forward and step into their life with power and conviction and being able to really know what step to take and making that way easy and clear and guided on a higher trajectory and really opening up that bendability, because sometimes we can get so damn stubborn that we get caught in our own way. We get caught in our stubbornness and we are unwilling to see things from a different perspective. And we've been plowing at that same dead end for a while now. And sometimes we're so closed off from guidance or whatever that we can't hear it. We're not willing to bend and we're not willing to be flexible. So all of that's just got to go now. And bringing in that ebb, that flow, that ability just to be able to, you know, be in the flow of life. And as if you're sitting on a kayak or a canoe and you're just in that current of water in a stream that is carrying you along. That's what flow is, guys. When I talk about flow, it's just that, the flow of life. And instead of grabbing a hold of the oars and trying to go upstream where you're paddle, 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 and everything is so hard, at any moment you can choose to pick up the paddles, let the canoe or kayak go in the other direction, metaphorically speaking, and then join the flow with your life. Get out of that struggle, and just everybody that's willing to just stop trying to be your own guide and really allow yourself to be guided, really allowing yourself to be guided in a way that's going to bring you in a direction that has that ease, that has that grace, that has that glory and the goodness that's awaiting from you from the heavenly banks that are wanting to pour out in your life, and just allowing that to activate instead. And we've got a little bit of stuff that is going on contractually in vows, and I just want to go ahead and call forth everybody's higher self along with all of your team that's here, and anybody that has got a vow of poverty, a vow of scarcity, a vow of servitude, a vow of martyrdom, or a vow of failed relationships. Those are the ones that are being revealed to me now. We want to go ahead and have them cleared out of the Akasha. If it is in accordance with your higher self and the plan for your life, going ahead and clearing out all of the counter copies, all the mirrors, all the backups, all the reinstatements, anything that is harvesting your energy as you're experiencing any kind of dissonance that's happened through that, allowing it to be marked off in the Akasha as complete, allowing, if you want, the lessons to be downloaded in you so you don't recreate it out into the future, just go ahead and say yes, but it will get downloaded in a way that gives you a real soft and gentle delivery, so you'll just kind of be like, oh my gosh, it makes sense, and it will come with like such ease and understanding that you'll finally have a better idea about some of the areas that you have gone through in your life and where it's created some dissonance to this point in time. And going ahead, and all of the energy, not only through this lifetime, but past lifetimes, and all of the areas that it has created dissonance in your life, where you have experienced great deals of loss, lack, limitation, all of the things that would have been yours had you not vowed or contracted to those kinds of things, we're going to allow all of that energy and all of that abundance to be moved back to you through your higher self, and allow your higher self to clean, clear, and deliver it at the perfect speed, integrated through your heart space, and to then deliver those blessings into your life. Like cashing in on the good from the past right now in this present and allowing it to move out into your future. Might start out kind of like a little bit of a rain, you know, a little bit of a trickle, and it will end up as a rainfall, like my little sister Chloe likes to say. And it's true. It can happen for you. Any of the walls of resistance, any of, you know, the Bible would say it's like the wall of Jericho, and it's talking about, O child of Israel, and it's really meaning about like our lot, right, is the amount that we perceive that it can be, and that wall of Jericho is talking about, it's blocking the Israelites out from being able to walk into their promised land. But that wall is our resistance, our judgment, our fear, our jealousy, our lack of belief, and it's an energetic wall. And we're going to go ahead and banish that wall now and allow it to fall down, come tumbling down, and then everybody can just, like, walk into your promised land. We've got a lot of clearing going on. And I just want to go ahead and bring in that golden cord that we talked about. We started bringing it in the beginning, and it's just going to align everybody into one timeline, allowing your higher self just to bring in that grounding cord. Just going down, 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 all the way. Moving out into the auric fields and anywhere where there's any rips, tears, cords of attachment, anything that's no longer serving you, anything that might even be in the way of entities, or anything that's no longer for your greatest and highest good, allowing your team to work on that now and clearing out all of those things. We've got a lot of clearing going on. I am burning hot. Bringing in some joy energy. Joy, let's bring in that childlike joy and that wonder. I mean, come on, guys, we're earth children. We're here at a really exciting time, and it's a time that we can play and we can experience life with fun. We can laugh, we can dance, we can sing, we can share, we can commune, we can come together. We can experience things that are happy, We can draw, paint, color, swim, all of the things. Talk to one another, share moments that are beautiful. Experience all of the beautiful things that are out there in nature, all the birds, all of the winged creatures, all of the land creatures, the animals. We can experience the grass and the dirt and the trees and the bushes and Mother Earth Gaia, butterflies and dragonflies and crystals, the ocean and streams and all of the things. I mean, it's so amazing the things that are right here for us, and just opening up everybody so you guys can experience some of that wonderment. I'm just going to go ahead and let everybody know that these, if whomever said yes to the healing, that it's going to continue to work for you until it's complete. And just thanking all of our teams that showed up, our angels, our guides, all of our ancestors that are of the vibration of love and above, even the earth angels that are going to be present in our life in the future, everything that's working out for us, and just saying thank you. Thank you to God. The whole universe, one another. Whenever you're ready, just either right hand over left hand or left hand over right, whatever you're intuitively being guided to do, just go ahead and put that hand over your heart space with the other hand crisscrossed over it, and just hold it there for a moment. And I just want to ask everybody that's on the call to please turn towards yourself. Give yourself that loving and that nurturing and that kindness. Make you that number one priority. Give yourself permission to say no when you want to and yes when it feels expansive without having to apologize. Asking for assistance when you don't know how until you can get into the practice of doing that so you can really start to walk out in your life being more honoring. And when you do that, your cup gets filled and you have more to actually go out and give. You don't come from that state of deplete or dread. And if everybody wants to just give yourself permission, just say yes. And I say yes to you too in complete celebration. Just whenever you're ready, go ahead and you can begin to wiggle your fingers, your toes. And just open your eyes whenever you're ready, coming back into the room that you're in. And just allowing whatever is for your greatest and highest good in the way of your contracts that are from Prime Creator to be reinstated now, allowing your higher self to go ahead and determine which ones are of the highest resonance to conserve you for the rest of the trajectory of your life, and allowing your higher self to do that for you now. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 so it is, so it be. Everybody, be sure and drink extra water. Make sure that you stay real hydrated and be real kind to yourself. If your body says rest, give yourself that rest. If you've got a lot of energy, give yourself some fun. And whenever you're ready, Michael, I'm ready to start taking some callers.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Thank you very much, Christy. And you always do it so beautifully and so needed. We're going to go to callers now, and we've got about 16 minutes remaining. And then we do have another show after this. We're doing psychic medium reading, so you can stay with us on Journey Into the Light. Let's go to Colorado, and let's bring in Jennifer to the show. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing good. I don't know if you remember, but you helped me a while back.
I do. And yeah, you're friends with Bethany. Yes.
I am friends with Bethany. Yay. I love her.
Yes. Shout out to Bethany. Thank you.
Yes, Bethany is amazing.
Yes. How are you? What can I help you with tonight, Jennifer?
First of all, thank you. You opened up so many things for me the last time I called in, and things have progressed for me. So many things changed and opened up. I feel like I have hit, like, some new blocks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, like, quite sure where to go now to keep progressing forward.
Okay.
And so with talking with Bethany, we were like, well, maybe I should call in again.
Yeah. Were you just on right now when we did that clearing?
I was, and that was beautiful.
I would be willing to bet that anything that you thought was a ceiling or a wall that you've run into is going to come tumbling down, and you've got brand new opportunities that are coming into your reality. So the best thing I can give you for advice is your job now is to discern it. And what I mean by discerning is when you have opportunities that present themselves, right? Your job is to ask yourself, does this feel expansive? Can I really grow in this experience? And if it feels expansive, not the butterflies in your stomach because you're trying something brand new, but like, because that's good, right? When we've got those butterflies going on in our stomach when it's time to try something new. But I mean, expanding to where you're being given an opportunity and it feels like you can grow in it. It feels like you're going to be supported in it. It feels like it's something that lights you up, okay? Because you're going to have many things that are going to come into your life in the way of people, employment, and I don't even know everything, but you've got some things that are going to open up next. And so you don't really have to work or try for it. All you have to do is be ever-present and keep yourself, like, in that forward-moving motion. If it's something that feels like you have to shrink in the side of it, like you get into the presence of somebody offering you an opportunity and it feels like you cannot be yourself, it feels like you have to kind of sneak or lie, or not saying that you're a sneak or a liar, but I'll tell you that there's times when I get into an experience that's being offered to me and it just feels like I can't move in it, right? And so I can't fully open up and be myself in the sight of it. That experience is not for you. It means that you have to shrink in the sight of it, and you're in growth right now and your life is opening up and unfolding really quickly for you. So I can really tell you that right now you've got some things that are opening up, and your only job is just to keep doing what you're doing and allow the things to literally pop into your reality, because just like last time, it will, I promise you, it's just going to go pop, 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 pop. And
listen,
it's going to open up for you organically.
Oh yeah. That's what's been happening, is things have just been going and going. And
yep.
I was telling Bethany, I'm like, the hard part is ignoring my ego and just flowing with like how everything's just been popping into my head and ignoring the doubt and going straight with instinct.
Yep.
And that's what I've been doing, and that's what's been working.
I'm so proud of you. Keep it up. You've got it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're doing amazing. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. This is just beautiful. Everything is just so beautiful and opening up, and everything looks so new, and getting to see all the love. And when you open up like this and accept, and then you see all the other people with the open heart everywhere.
Yeah.
And everyone's like drawn together. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, I've got goosebumps head to toe right now. It's so amazing to hear your testimony. Man, bless you, and let it just continue to open up more. I'm so happy that you've found that inner light and that your life is really moving in that beautiful motion forward for you. Bless you in every way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're amazing. The show's amazing. Everything. Just thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessed be, my friend.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Oh, what a beautiful soul. Thank you, Jennifer. Thanks for lightening up our day.
Man.
Thank you.
I love the testimonies now. I mean, I love testimonies. It's so amazing to hear, you know, that people really receive and that the fruits of the labor come in to make manifest in the folks' lives. And that's just what it's all about, right, Michael?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I totally agree. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go next then to area code 845. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Todd in New York.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Christy. Oh, hello there, my friend. I like the laugh track, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I needed to laugh tonight, so that was a very pleasant way to open the show.
Yay. Yes, laughter is good.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. That's so great since he added that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you have a specific question for us tonight, Todd?
No, I just had I've had a really hard day today, so you were speaking about dissonance, and that's pretty much what it's been. I'm kind of antithetical to the last caller in that I'm over cerebral and over intellectualized, and I just it's very hard for me to ground myself and to picture these things being possible for me. I sometimes get some results from what you say, but I'm either not doing enough work to keep the stuff going, or I'm so conditioned by fear and rejection and depression and everything that I just get hopeless, and I feel like it's an never-ending pattern of the same old stuff all the time. And I really want to beat this. I just, I don't know how. Why aren't my guys just coming to me automatically, or why aren't they saving my life? I mean.
Let me just, that was a lot that you just brought in with a lot of questions, and I wanted to simplify it for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to, like, take, first of all, is it okay if I just connect into your energy, and I'm just going to bring in a little bit of calming?
Thank you.
Just releasing out just a little bit of that anxiety. And if it's okay with you, I just want to ask your higher self if it will do a little bit of a braiding into your body, into your physical body, which will help you to operate just a little bit easier in this plane. Is that okay with you if your higher self agrees?
Anything you want to do is always okay with me.
Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and let that begin to move in. And I'm just going to bring in a real calming energy and a little bit of what I call like that fear clear. It's just kind of like a green light, and it literally comes in and it banishes some of the fear and that anxiety. And then allowing a soothing, like a liquid honey to start moving in just a little bit. Uh-huh. Hold on for just one sec. Okay, go ahead.
I was told by another energy healer that to do a quick example of that, when I meditate quickly, to breathe in green and then exhale pink and send the pink to somebody who needs it. Send in the out-breath of everything to think about somebody else in distress. So you breathe in green, you picture green energy coming into you, and you exhale, it's either blue or pink. And then when you're exhaling, you're also doing good work because you're saying, oh, okay, I'm breathing out. I want this person who's got cancer or this person who's battling an illness. You know, I would like this life force directed to them. And I just kind of caught my eye when you also mentioned green.
I mean, I'm never going to tell you that a different person than the way that they do it is wrong, because everybody is guided along to do it their way. I personally have never done an out-breath by delivering it to somebody else, but I'm not saying that that would be a wrong way to do it.
It was harder for me. I just need to focus on one thing. So for me, it's better to focus on my breath.
Uh-huh. Because every single breath that you take in is the breath of life. That breath is pure energy. It's pure life-giving energy. It's breath coming in. It's that brand new breath. And what it does is it goes into your body. And you don't even have to think about colors or anything else. It's pure. It's from God, source. And so you don't have to really do a color. I just see colors when I'm running healing energy. That's why I speak them. Really.
Oh, you're doing
but
that.
Time,
I don't necessarily have to.
Yeah.
Have to
every time that you bring in a breath of air, and that goes for everybody on the call, every single breath of air is brand new life. It's a life-giving energy. And it comes to us freely. It's all around us. We can always take in that breath. So that breath comes in and it begins to expand out, and it begins to expand out. It brings in more energy, which then goes in and it clears out the things that are heavy. You can take that breath and you can follow it into an area in your body that feels like it's in a little bit of pain. And as you bring in the breath to it, it literally goes in there and it moves around anything that's stuck. The out breath I like to do as like the release. And so I recommend doing it with a sound. So you breathe in and in down into like a big belly breath in. And on
okay.
an out breath, just that really good. And do that.
So go through my mouth on that one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay.
And,
into the nose,
just
out to the
do
mouth.
That, yeah, just do that sound on the out-breath. And as you're doing that sound on the out-breath, especially if you make that sound, allow yourself to really make that sound, it helps you to clear it out. It moves everything around. It brings in a really nice vibration. It just kind of breaks up the static electricity, so to speak, or the stuck areas, and it brings it out of you, and it will literally loosen it up and free it. So
yeah,
that's my way that I do it. Uh-huh. That's what I would recommend doing. But
okay,
really,
I remember that.
Yeah, yep. So continue to, you're in a cocooning right now, which cocooning is never a fun time, but it's really necessary. It's kind of like you think about, you know, the caterpillar goes into the chrysalis before it then gets its wings and becomes a butterfly, and it's literally like in that cocooning stage. That's the stage that you're in, and sometimes it feels like you're there forever. Know you're exactly where you need to be. You're
okay.
constantly being guided along. You're constantly being given experiences and ideas, thoughts that are projected into your mind from your higher self, your guidance, your angels, from God, whatever, that are constantly there. They're constantly leading you around. You might get it in the way of messages on Facebook. You might get it in an automatic thought. Somebody sends you a video. You see something that uplifts you, whatever else. And that's the messages. They're coming to you all the time. It's just a matter of choosing to act on it or not acting on it, but knowing that you're constantly being guided along and that you'll never be left. You'll never be forsaken. You cannot be separated from God. It's impossible.
Right,
the only
I know
time
that
you're
part.
Separated, right, and so you can't be. You're always exactly where you need to be.
All you can ever
right
do is kind of. Yeah, you're right. All you can do is kind of rust out the link a little bit, but you can always go clean up your link to source and get reconnected.
Well, you're always connected. It's just a matter of being aware of that connection and
right,
that clearly
yeah.
an awareness. Yeah, that's it. Once I'll never leave you or forsake you means ever. So you're never going to be left or forsaken. There's nothing you could do to be left or forsaken. You're loved, you're cherished, you're adored, and all it's waiting for you to is become aware that it's there for you.
Now
but,
the cocoon does what for me?
So you're in a cocooning just kind of like a chrysalis, like you were the caterpillar going into the chrysalis, the cocoon, and then you stay there, and as you're staying there, it's just kind of like a time where you're clearing off old stuff that is no longer serving you, and you're going through
oh.
a mass amount of healing. It's the resistance to that. It's the resistance to the downtime that's making it uncomfortable for you. You get
oh.
caught up in trying to like make it move it faster. But a butterfly, if we went and ripped it, the caterpillar out of the cocoon, right? It's going to not be able to be a butterfly. So we can't rip you out of it early either. You just have to stay with yourself and be present with yourself until then you open up and you'll have your wings. You'll be flying.
And how will I know when to open?
You'll know. The day will come.
Oh.
You'll get so bored of what you're doing that you'll just, like, get up and you'll be moving again. And
oh,
it
awesome.
Happens organically. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it any more than a flower blooms.
Okay. So I'm being done
happens.
Instead of doing it. I'm being...
Right. It's happening through you and for you. It's not happen. You don't have to force it. You are part of... You're part of creation, and there's no force in creation.
So
just
I'm
continue
really
to be ever... Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the meds I'm on caused me to interrupt, and I hate doing that to people.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Sorry.
It's the movement. So
yeah.
it's just showing you that everything is moving exactly as it should for your life. Flood your mind, Todd. Keep stuff playing in the background that's uplifting, things that are speaking life over you, and make it. Play that nonstop. I send you stuff, YouTube stuff or whatever. Put it on repeat. Listen to everything they have under whatever artist until you can't stand listening to that artist anymore and flip it to somebody else or make yourself a playlist or whatever. There's so much free stuff on YouTube that will uplift you. and it will speak words of life into your system, and it will continue to flood your entire state of being, every cell in your body, with life-giving words and energies until that's all you can do is have that in you and around you. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Does that include like the Qigong and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Or
Qigong is excellent. You could look. I gave you like a little bit of information where you can look up Ying Tong, Master Ying Tong, and he's excellent. But even if you don't feel like moving, like any of the things that I send you,
I can't afford much money with stuff, so I have to really, I don't know. Like I say, I think so much that I'm always like, well, this can't be, there's got to be somebody free, and then you start thinking, no, who would offer it for free? Well, I know if I had it, I'd give it free to poor people, but, not everybody thinks the way I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, YouTube's flooded with all sorts of things that you can play 24 hours a day. Michael runs his show five, 6 days a week. I generally will answer back a message, as quickly as I possibly can. There's tons of stuff. But take the initiative to listen to I know that some of the music or whatever that I've sent you or some of the podcasts or whatever, I know something has got to be speaking a little bit to you. So play it. Get familiar.
Yeah, I'll
with
go
it.
Back, definitely, because it's
and
a gift.
Those kinds of things are going to be uplifting for you. And I'm giving you tools I use in my life, and I'm giving you tools that I work with clients are using for their life too. And it's stuff that I, ship out there to others. And so I know that it can speak life over you if you're willing to accept it.
And that, and just for 30 seconds, the thing that you said that could give me energy is holding my hands up, palms faced up, and wiggle my middle finger.
Yeah, just wiggle your fingers. Yeah,
that's
that will bring in energy. Your middle finger, and that's for everybody on the call, your middle finger, if you've got your hands, the palms of your hands, you've got their energy, like chakras would be considered like on the palms of your hand. But the middle finger, when people like flip the bird, literally that is a finger that literally like beams out the most amount of energy or brings in the most amount of energy out of every digit on your hand. So
wow.
You could actually be in, let's say, a wheelchair or locked up, or your whole system is locked up. You could literally move that finger or blink your eyes. Let's say you were a paraplegic and you could only move your eyes. Blinking your eyes would literally unlock your system again. But where you've got the advantage to still having some use of your body, wiggle those fingers, wiggle those toes. That's going to bring in and stir up that energy. It's going to get it moving in your system, and it's going to help move things along. So
Okay. Absolutely,
you can do it. You could do it laying down, sitting down, standing, whatever. Just move the fingers, move the toes, and that will start, helping your energy move through the body. And
wow.
I've witnessed thousands of people that have been healed out of experiences that they were told they weren't going to make it. So I know it can happen for you.
Is it like a Reiki type of thing?
I've got to cut it off here. I think we've got the next show starting.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to thank both of you. And like you and Michael, I think are the angels in human form in my life. So I love you both, and I love the show, and I just want to let you know it's you really help me every week, and I really look forward to it.
Thank you. And blessed be, my friend. Blessed be.
Blessed be to both of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for your kind words.
Oh,
we appreciate
anytime,
you. And I just want to say really quickly, energy is so vast and far. When that train blew that horn, and I have my headsets on, so there's no sound from my speakers, literally a stack of papers on my desk just fell off. Just because.
I'm sorry. I'm right by a yacht club and a train track.
No, don't be sorry. I just meant it's interesting how the energy. Anyway, I got 10 seconds. So, all right. Thanks for your call, Todd.
All right, my guy, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Okay, Christy, we'll see you on your next show. Thank you. I'm literally out of time.
Yeah, blessed be. Thanks, everybody,
okay,
for showing up tonight.
All right, thanks, everybody. Everybody, redial, please, as our next show will start. We'll be doing psychic medium reading, so everybody just please call right back.